So, the final track of the evening. Goes by so fast.
Yeah, I love it.
This is Brother L with Pay Close Attention. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean.
Yeah. I love records. They're just so nice. And I hope we get to play a lot more for you. We're going to get millions of record players this week.
Yeah, we're going to get way more record players and way more records. We finally came back to where it all began.
So I guess we'll check you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some fine programming coming up, I'm sure. So just keep it locked here. 90.3 FM. Easy Sonic.
A woman lay and cry at the Sister of Mercy on the Sabbath day. Knight or nine of diamonds, as revelers commence to shiver as she bore in a babe of radiance. Brave in constant motion, as his brother, mischief as his moon, summoning beneath with his gypsy moves, yearning as the fall, so shy and
say what? Have no fear. Space plane is here.
Oh, we're gonna do it. Until 2 a.m. in real time, December 25. You know it.
Thank you. Like I think everyone should, but they can't. So I annoy them, and I annoy all of them. I get into it with the authorities of the Phoenix and Dragon. Someone yells at me, they open up can of worms. That light's not even on, but the other light's flickered, which is funny. The only light in here that's not new is the one over there, and that one's actually off. I should have it on. It supplies more far red light. Honey, could you turn this light on, the overhead light?
Yeah, well, whatever you want, Jay.
I had my hands full when I came in here.
Okay.
You see more of me, we'll turn into Halloween. Oh, thanks, honey.
Oh, anytime, friend.
Anyway,
high five.
So I rubbed them the wrong way, but the first time I walked in the place, I walked in and then here. And, you know, these stores, they have people there who do readings and stuff, what they call readings. I understand. I respect their opinion. Entirely. I go to everyone's stone counters when I go in, used to go in the stores, and I see people and I match them up with their stones. Why? Because I want to help them. And while I'm there, every time I'm there, the people who sell stones, every time I'm there, there's, for the time I'm there, their stone sales increase anywhere from 100% to about 600-700%. It depends on how many people are there.
That's because charging up all the crystals in the room. As J. Essex, who I sometimes vow to myself I will never play on my radio show ever again, because he repeats himself so much, and he's been talking about how he's going to die for the last 5 years, how he only has a few months left to live, but he's supposed to uncover the lies about a Christmas. The simple truth and joy without the lies. But I think that's a catchy title and it's gonna catch people's eyes. But you're gonna find real lies with your real eyes. Realize the real lies with your real eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Because I see frequencies. I see it.
Me too!
I know who needs what. Somebody look at this. What do you, you know, you say something for one person, there's a few other people there, and then here they come. Down at the Phoenix and Dragon, I used to get, sometimes I would literally I want to help everyone, but I had to go. You know, I had to, you know, whatever. Damn heart. Nothing on the other side that is capable of properly removing me or even removing me from this body. All those other parts of me out there, they don't want to touch. They're standing there. Just they keep going. The body's dying. I don't have time to wait forever. Every moment that I'm in this body, suffering's happening everywhere. Now when this body drops and I get out, suffering does not stop everywhere. But the removal of it begins. The proper treatment of everyone by their spirit guides and everything else out there begins. The rest of the garbage that's out there,
if your spirit guide's been lying to you, then they probably ain't spirit guides. They're demon hordes. And they're running rampant on this planet. People know that. Especially this time of year.
What can be fixed will be frozen and set aside. It's the best way I can explain it. I don't have words to describe everything I understand.
Me either.
I don't have words for that. And most of it shouldn't be said anyway. I have to speak in terms of myself sometimes because I'm the one here doing this. If I say I see something, well, I'm seeing it. There's no look how great I am because I can see. There's just simply I see. And the thought process that drags along with that is the fact that you can too. So start trying.
That's right, folks. And that's why I play Jay.
Thank you.
I was playing this trio. He liked what I was doing. Sometimes he sit at the piano and he said, "No, I can't understand why the white race hasn't discovered you. Why they sleep? I can't understand. One day they'll listen."
This is Sun Ra with Stuff Smith.
Coleman Hawkins came through, they're gonna play together, so Stuff took me on with him. And all during the night, Coleman Hawkins would be watching my hands. He finally, something I was playing, he said, "Will you write that for me, please?" So I wrote it out for him. Years later, the Baroness, I don't think she believed that I played with Coleman. So in the village gate, she really seemed to embarrass me by asking right in front of Coleman, Do you remember him? She put it like that. And some more musicians in the room. Coleman Hawkins said, of course I remember him. He's the only one that ever wrote some music I couldn't play. I still got that music. It's written right, everything. I liked it so well, I told you to write it out for me. You wrote it out. I haven't played it yet. Only song I ever seen I couldn't play. I was doing something else that he was intrigued by, and I wrote the whole thing out for him. And that's what he said in front of everybody. That was very humble and meek, and I said he didn't care who heard it. You can tell. They're real proud and all that. They limited. Like, for something happened to me in Chicago. I was playing in Birdland, and the waitress brought Earl Garner in there and said, Earl Garner, sit right out here in the front seat here and learn how to play the piano. Now, you listen to Sun Ra and see what this Earl Garner. Papa took a seat. He said, now, a measure of greatness. He didn't show no embarrassment or nothing. He took a seat. And that is really a measure of greatness of a musician.
The hardest thing for me when I was waking up is, how do you see? How do I use my opinion? How do I see you? And this lady started laughing. She was usually with me when I was waking up on different planets, different lives. And she started laughing, and I said, what's so funny? She said, if you knew how many times you do this, you know, for the first time. And this is when I was first waking up, a long time ago, years ago. And she said, just do it. And I went to look and I saw something. I said, well, all I see is so-and-so, and I don't have any faith in that. That's the whole problem, seeing. Not having any faith in yourself. Why, you've never been allowed to. You're seeing stuff. We're going to tell everyone you're crazy. We're going to take away everything you own. We're putting you in a nut house. Which his fracking heart would just quit. When the heart murmurs real hard, it makes you stop and catch a deeper breath, especially as it's accentuated when you have two different lung diseases.
I do not believe I've ever met an Arcturian. Of all other kind of entities, actually, usually a being isn't going to tell you what they are. I mean, species-wise. Because that sort of thing is just not really discussed. Not nearly as much as they stress it on Earth. But I certainly never met any being that said they were an Arcturian. I wonder what they like.
The first set of energies that I'm coming in immediately on you are an Arcturian-based blue frequency soul that's been traveling God lots and lots of places. I run into, I can't tell you how many Arcturians in private sessions and public sessions, because they're as much as 35% of our population here. And you are one of those classic Arcturian collective travelers. So you go from place of great experience to place of great experience, collecting the experiences and sharing it in a master codex. And come to worlds like Earth and know that you're going to have hard lifetimes and easy lifetimes, but ultimately at the end it's going to be reconnecting to the blue frequency wave of spectrum and collective, so that the collective experience of all the other Arcturians who have shared their wisdom and information is available to you in your light body, so you could ultimately could become an orator or a teacher of some sort.
And then I was also told that I have no teacher here, that all my teachers are in the spirit realm. Is that true?
No. You have an infinite amount of teachers available to you within your potential. It's about you emanating the frequency of in this state of frequency learning in an equal, non-hierarchical way.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Kathy, do you have anything you want to add to that?
I would say I also agree with Andrew. I think that our teachers that are out there, but I think also one of the things that you may need to recognize within yourself is that you have a lot of potential to actually help others and teach them. That's not great. So much that you just are looking, possibly looking for teachers, but also that you should consider passing on your wisdom and your knowledge to others.
On Space Plane.
Yeah, I kind of help people all the time, the whole effort do, and the balance kind of goes off there quite a bit, you know? But I've been searching for something, and I just feel like I was abandoned here.
No, you came here with a direct, distinct purpose. To go through all of the different experiences on the divinity path of life, and at the end there, to show everyone that it's as easy as a changing your mind and changing yourself to a new frequency and understanding of time. And it's going to be it's the classic challenge of the Arcturian DNA system and light body system to revert to universal time. But right now, Roman numeral time has been imprinted on you over and over and over and over and over again. And like Pavlov's dogs, you can't get off the nipple of Roman numeral time. And this has been the crux of your spiritual existence this lifetime. You're helping others, so they can get, you know, off the nipple of time, off of the nipple of Roman numeral time for 1 second and experience a mystical no-time moment. You've had so many mystical no-time moments, you've almost become callous to the ones that can really awaken you to a whole new level of understanding that letting go of physical manifest time, Roman numeral, and getting into no time is a process of daily life.
Okay, and how do I do that?
That's being the urban shaman, the urban alchemist, the urban spiritual person who understands spiritual hygiene is the root of becoming the Grand Master.
Okay.
Allowing the separation of densities in your life so that when negative people are in your life, they cannot dump karma upon you, cannot take and steal your energy at will.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people trying to steal my energy. I've had a lot of people come into my life and try to interfere on my path, and it just keeps happening and happening and happening and happening, and it just doesn't seem to stop. But I keep plowing through and keeping strong. Well, I just, I've kind of had enough of it now, and I had a store here in the middle of, I'm in the middle of the country in Athlone, very close to Ishnok, and I had an angel and crystal store here, and I've been sitting here for 2 years, and everybody's been in here dumping a lot on me, and I've been working on the ley line here, and I have to close my store now, and I just don't know what my next step is, you know?
Thank you.
Is that the guy with the funny looking eyes? No, he can't drive it too. Bunch of assholes.
Trouble. Thank you. clothes in the store?
Because there's no money, and I've been working for free here for 2 years. My husband calls it my hobby. And I can't do it anymore, you know? So
Kathy, I'd say one of the first things I see with you is that you definitely need to take a break. Whatever it is you've been doing, you are exhausted. I mean, makes me feel exhausted. So number one, talk to yourself.
I just had my tooth pulled this morning.
No wonder. Literally.
I didn't sleep last night. My tooth cracked and I had to get pulled this morning, so I don't feel the best today.
Well, that would explain some of it. But certainly, you do need to take some time for yourself. And when I say time, I mean like at least a month. Don't just think a few days, a week or two. No, minimum 1 month. I mean, literally just do nothing except rest, recuperate, bath, walk, eat whatever you want, healthy or not healthy, sleep whatever hours you want. Just regenerate yourself. Because until you get rejuvenated, you will be fine.